more music at praisejamsblog.com.
You have brought us. you love us. See how much he loves you. See how much he loves you. See how much he loves you. Can you see how much he loves you? Can you just see it? Let your eyes be open to see the love of God for you. Let your eyes be open. Everything he does is from the place of love. He's caring, he's protection, he's providing, he's preserving, he's protection, he's giving. He's from the place of love. He's keeping you is from the place of love. He's sustaining you is from the place of love. He's forgiving you is from the place of love. You will sin, he will forgive you. He's from the place of love. He's from the place of love. So you should always, always, always come with a garment of worship, with a garment of praise. You should always come grateful. Gratitude should never cease. Gratitude should never cease from your lips, from your heart, from your life. Because God has been kind. God has been good to you. And he has not stopped being good. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I feel so strongly. Everything he does is from the place of love. And so if you do not know his love, you can't even begin to understand. While you were yet a sinner, he died. While you were yet a sinner, he made this love available. Scripture says he allowed the sun to shine on both the bad and good. This God is balanced. This God is just. This God is faithful. And he's the one you should give your life to. He gave you life so that you can give it back to him. So if you are holding it, you're not doing yourself good. So if you don't know him, I feel so strongly before we go deeper in the worship that you should just lift your hands. Think again. No need holding your life so that you're not filled with regret. Some people will say, is rapture really going to happen? Why do you want to wait till rapture to find out? Then it will be late. Why don't you decide now? And this is how you start. By deciding that you will follow him. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess. Unto salvation. And then you start to do the things Jesus stands for. So lift your hand. Where you are, in your room, in that hospital room, in your office, wherever it is, I want to believe you are home with your family. And if you're in the hospital, lift your hands. If you are at work for any reason, lift your hands.
More music at praisejamsblog.com.
If I'll be true to myself, I can see how far you've brought me. It has not been by my power. I get things I don't deserve. I get things I don't work for. And it is because of you. So today, now, I give you my life. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and that you rose again. And I believe that you are coming back again. And all eyes will see you. From today, be my Lord and Savior. Take charge of my life. I give myself to you. For in Jesus' name, I prayed. Amen. I felt it so strongly to do this now. That wasn't the plan. But so that you can worship in understanding. And you can worship as a son, adopted, bona fide. It is God that has brought you this far. They have predicted your death since. Doctors have given different reports. But it has not happened the way they've said it. Jesus, keep elongating your life. And you keep wondering, how is it possible? They give you 2 days. They give you 1 week. They give you 1 month. And you're still here standing after a year, 2 years, 3 years. It is God. And that's the God you have received. And that's the God we are worshiping. See how far He is brought you. You should come and worship Him. See how far He's helped you. You should come and worship Him. See how far You've brought me. I have come to worship.
More music at PraiseJamsBlog.com.
See how far You brought me. See how far You brought me. I have come
to worship.
See how far You have brought me.
I have come to worship.
See how far You brought me. You've been to me, oh.